touch me. And oh, oh, what joy now floods my soul. Something happened. Oh, and now I know. Oh, he touched me and he made me whole. Since I've met this blessed Savior, well, since he's cleansed and made me whole, oh, I will never cease. I will never cease to praise him. Oh, no, I won't. Oh, I will shout it while eternity rolls. Oh, because
of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus Christ, this is Elder Charles Ford Walker of Apostolic Ministries of America Incorporated, a church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, coming to you this morning with greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our headquarters is located in downtown Titusville, Florida at 1422 Norwood Avenue, where everyone is always invited to come and hear God's word preached in its fullness, like it was preached on the day of Pentecost and during the early days of the Christian church. My God, when devout men of God cried out, as they were pricked in their hearts, men and brethren, what shall we do? And the apostles, Peter, a man standing with the 11, said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. My friend, I am coming to you this morning, glory to God, in a time of need for many, many, many souls who have, amen, been displaced, been uprooted, and been inconvenienced, my God, by the storm that came through the Gulf region. I'm coming to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that Elder Walker is praying for each and every individual soul. My God, amen, that this, amen, inconvenience has touched in whatever way, that God will continue to deliver you, that God will keep you safe, and that God, amen, not only will regenerate each and every soul in this great time of need, but my God will restore those things that was dearest to him according to the righteousness that is in Jesus Christ. We want to let you know, my God, that Apostolic Ministries of America and all of the ministers, glory to God, that are part of this ministry around the world, my God, are praying for you today in the time of need. We want to encourage you to let you know that God has not forsaken you, that God will not forsaken you, that God, my goodness, will continue, amen, to give his mercy to all of those who believe upon his name. This is a time of trouble that we should believe upon the name of Jesus. My God, we have to have the mind that Job had. We have to have the mind that Job stood by. We have to have the mind that Job lived by in order for us, glory to God, to make it through in the times like these. And these times will come upon each and every one of us, irregardless of who we are, irregardless of what we are. These times will come upon each and every one of us until that time when the Lord will separate the wheat from the tares. One day he will do that. And my God, those that believe and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and have been baptized in his name, oh, for the remission of all sins and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, my God, will be free from all of this that is upon the land today. Oh, don't you look for that time? Don't you long for the time when we will all be free? Glory to God of all that is up on mankind today. We will be free, my God, from the things that are converting the world today, from the wars, my God, from the storms, my God, from sickness, from affliction. Oh, if we would just continue to believe upon his name and obey that righteousness that is found in him, God will deliver us and God will deliver you, my friend, irregardless of the consequences. You're not suffering alone in this world today, and you're not the only one that is crying to be delivered. God knows all of those that are his, my God, and he will deliver them, amen, from whatever the affliction is, from whatever, glory to God, the sickness is, from whatever, amen, the conditions are. God can deliver if you will continue to trust in his name. And Elder Walker wants to encourage you this morning to continue to trust in the name of Jesus. Continue to call upon his name. My God, if you, amen, have never ever learned to pray, some of you may have never prayed before in your life, let's begin to pray now. Let's begin to call upon the name of Jesus. Calling on his name, glory to God, and asking him to deliver you, my God, from the things that are upon us. And God will deliver us, for the Lord is our shepherd. Oh, yes, he is now. Amen. As it says in the 23rd Psalms, get your Bibles out, my God. And if you don't have Bibles, just follow me, amen, in your mind. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. My God, the Lord is the shepherd. He is the shepherd of all living. Glory to God, according to the righteousness of Jesus Christ, we shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. My friend, I am telling you today, if you believe in God, God will restore your soul. Oh, God will let you lie down in green pastures. He will lead you beside of the still waters. It won't be this way always. It won't be trouble always. Glory to God, but God will deliver in the time of need. Amen. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. My God, even though destruction is up on me, even though the floodgates have been opened, my God, in the Gulf region, but I will fear no evil, for God is with me. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. My God, amen. The mercies of God is written on your staff. My God, the mercies of God and the promises of God is embedded on your staff, just like it was with David. When David was in that old cold cave, my God, it had been embedded on his rod that one day he would be the king of Israel, that one day God would deliver him up to the king of all Israel. And he had the comfort, no matter what Saul was doing to him, no matter how bad it looked, David knew, my God, that he was not going to die, but he would live and declare the works of the Lord, because it had been written on his rod. And as he looked at it, he said, my rod and my staff, they comfort me. Oh, my God, hallelujah. My friend, don't give up. Because, amen, you have lost everything. Don't give up because your life is in run. My God, God has inscribed, my God, that you will be delivered. Just look, amen, to the Lord and leave on him, and he will deliver you, because he will prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. My God, your cup will run over if you would just believe in the righteousness of Christ. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My friend, goodness and righteousness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Glory to God if you meet the requirements of the promise. If you meet, amen, the requirements that is up on each and every living soul, God will deliver. I want you to write, Elder Walker. Amen. You get a chance, give him a call, and let's talk about this thing. My God, and let Elder Walker, amen, tell you again that you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand, and God will deliver in time of need. God will give you, glory to God, the desires of your heart if you walk upright with a clean heart and undefiled hands. This is Elder Walker, my God, saying so long until next week.
Jesus, he touched me. Oh, yes, he touched me.